Who knew working from home could be so enjoyable? I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a driver with Wichita Transit who brings the bus right to your front door.
Our routes are just whoever needs, transportation.
But first, we continue to examine the coronavirus and its impact on the economy and how we work. Along with learning how to wash our hands like a surgeon, another lasting lesson from the pandemic will be how to work remotely. Millions of people have found themselves setting up home offices and conducting business via Zoom and Google Hangout. Wichita psychologist Paul White is a speaker and trainer who, quote, makes work relationships work. And what did his recent study on remote workers reveal? They love working from home.
The intensity and breadth of it was somewhat surprising in that over 50% said, man, I really, really like not having to commute. And saves me, an hour to 2 hours a day. And the amount of time that added to their lives, both in terms of relating and being able to spend time with family members or their pets or friends, it was a huge theme that we heard from a lot of people.
What have you learned about employees in general from the pandemic?
The level of happiness, contentness, productivity were relatively high, and loneliness and hopelessness especially was quite low, and that they are working at doing the right things. And to be honest, comparing the people that were faring fairly well with regards to managing the anxiety and stress, they were engaging actively in activities rather than just sort of passively waiting for things to happen to them or for others to reach out.
Wichita is a big manufacturing city, obviously. Is it as easy for our workforce to work remotely as some comparable cities in the Midwest?
I think not. I think the manufacturing aspect, the fact that Wichita is also sort of a hub of medical services, which obviously, you have telemedicine, but at some level, you've got to get, diagnostic tests done or, procedures done. And so that is part of the dilemma, is that we're going to have different kinds of workforces. So, in manufacturing, for example, do management and certain compartments of, accounting or IT work from home while the rest of the company works on site? There'll be some interesting dynamics around that.
No doubt about that. After the pandemic ends, or when it kind of gets back to normal, I'm guessing that remote work is not going to go away.
Yeah, I don't think so, not in the sense of the way it was before. It's been growing in the past 10 years anyway, but now I think both the combination of people's experience along with productivity really hasn't diminished in a lot of cases. And so you can make the case that people could work at least part-time from home, maybe 1 or 2 days a week or a day every other week. I think we're going to be moving that way.
You can read more of my interview with Paul White, including why funny cat videos are important, at KMEW.org. Last month, we talked about how Wichita Transit is cleaning its buses to keep riders safe during the coronavirus outbreak, like extra cleanings and more open seats. Those precautions are even more important on the city's paratransit vans, which take riders from their front doors to doctor and hospital visits. For this month's En Route, Beth Goulet met a paratransit driver who, despite some of the added challenges during the pandemic, says it's the best job she's ever had.
My driver today is Stephanie McCormick. She's been a paratransit driver for Wichita Transit for 5 years.
We take people to doctor appointments, dialysis, pick them up from the hospital sometimes, and take them back to their place of residence, or sometimes they'll go from one appointment to another appointment. So that's very common.
Stephanie begins her shift at 6 a.m. and drives until 2 p.m., but that's the only consistent part of her day.
Our routes are just whoever needs, transportation. Some of the drivers have, you know, groups that they pick up, but I just do whatever they have, you know, needed. I've never had, like, consistent stuff every single day.
Each stop on a paratransit route is unique and might involve ramps lowered for wheelchairs or for riders who can't climb stairs. And now, routes involve extra cleaning and blocking off seats for social distancing.
A lot of them have masks. Some of them come on with masks and gloves. So I do believe they're taking extra precautions. I actually had to have one of those tests a couple weeks ago for the COVID. So, it was really, it was actually scary, to tell you the truth.
The test came back negative, but that scare and the extra precautions being taken with riders aren't the only ways COVID-19 has affected Stephanie.
Our youngest is 10, we have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, and it's a little interesting on the homeschooling. The way that they learn math now is not how we were taught. And I am okay with all the other subjects except for the math. And I was good at math when I was a kid. And then I look at this math, I'm like, what is this, Klingon? And I'm like, this is like Ferengi or something. Sorry, I'm gonna Star Trek. I'm just gonna go ahead and let dispatch know that you're already ready to go here. This is the best job I've ever had.
Beth Goulet goes en route with transit riders across Wichita. Listen for a new conversation each month. And one last thing. So how exactly did barbershops and beauty salons become ground zero for those battling to reopen the economy more quickly? A McPherson barber says he was served an arrest warrant for opening too soon. A Dallas beauty salon owner was arrested and jailed. And a Michigan barber continues to battle his governor in court. Kansas barbershops and salons, thankfully, can open Monday. Give me liberty, or give me a little off the top, please. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.